ஞான யோக, பாத் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், அண்ட் ஞான யோக இஸ் த பாத் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், டிசைன்ட் ஃபார் பர்சன்ஸ் இன் த இன்டலெக்சுவல் கேட்டகரி. இட் இஸ் மென்ட் ஃபார் தோஸ் ஹூ என்கொயர் இன் டு த மிஸ்ட்ரி ஆஃப் லைஃப் அண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட். ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? ஹவு டிட் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் கம் அபவுட்? What is the origin of beings? Who is God? The path of knowledge finds answers to these questions. Jnana Yoga is not mere erudition and scholarship in religious literature, not cramming spiritual knowledge from textbooks, precepts, and preceptors. True knowledge arises out of an internal discipline of reflection and contemplation on the eternal truths. Scriptures and sermons would play a vital part in your spiritual development, provided you think originally on the subject, reflect upon the truths therein until you assimilate, absorb them. As you absorb the knowledge, you apply it practically in all walks of life. You begin to question what is permanent and impermanent in life, what is eternal and ephemeral, distinguish the real from the unreal. This discipline has been brought out in one potent advice by the poet philosopher Shankaracharya: Nitya Anitya Viveka Vichara, which means reflecting on the distinction between the eternal and the ephemeral. You must therefore examine what is unchanging in the changing phenomena of the world, what remains constant in the inconstant factors of life. Observe your own life's journey, how it passes through various facets from childhood through old age. Your personality is in a constant flux of change, never static. Yet you point to yourself and say, "This is me." This height, weight, this name, fame is me. Little realizing that the moment you point your finger at yourself, you have already changed. There can be no fixation of your personality. Nevertheless, you go on declaring, "I am a child, I am a boy, I am a man, I am an old man." The personality moves on, but the I remains constant. The same I assumes three distinct states of consciousness: as a waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. These are three different personalities, but you declare, "I am the person in the waking state, I am the person in the dream, I am the person in sleep." That I, the constant factor which runs through the three states, is the Supreme Self. The path of knowledge helps you develop the awareness of that one reality in the kaleidoscopic patterns of life. Recognize the unity in diversity, the one self pulsating in every facet of life. You must develop an awareness of the divinity that pervades everywhere. Make good use of the spiritual study and reflection to probe into the self that you are. Keep your thoughts in your divine center while you function in the world. Never let yourself slip out of yourself. Just as fishes live in the medium of water, birds in the medium of air, so do you live in the medium of the divine consciousness. That consciousness is your real self. Remember, you are the self at all times. Revel in yourself. You will soon rise above your worldly attachment and entanglement and reach the state of self-realization. In actual practice, you must make sure that you study the scripture daily. You derive the best result if you do so in the sattvic time between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. Reflect upon what you study. Contemplate on the truths therein. Apply them in your life. Be consistent in your effort. The results of your endeavor will show up gradually. You need to exercise a great deal of patience and perseverance before you become established in the eternal being that you are. Most people lack this discipline of studying the scripture or listening to spiritual discourses. They seek instant ways and means to self-realization, and they believe that by directly plunging into meditation they could attain enlightenment. Such people are far removed from divinity. Their intellect is obscured by a cloud of ignorance and the mind infested with desires. Whereas the pursuit of knowledge frees your mind of its desires, clears the cloud of ignorance, your intellect begins to distinguish the eternal from the ephemeral, and you perceive the play of divinity in all walks of life. There is far more power in your disciplined way of living than in most men in their assumed state of meditation. The Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, verses 8 to 12, gives out 20 qualities that define the path of knowledge. They are virtues that go with the person endowed with spiritual knowledge. For a detailed study of those qualities, you may go through the author's commentary on the Gita. For your ready reference, they are enumerated below. Humility, unpretentiousness, harmlessness, forgiveness, uprightness, service to preceptor, purity, steadfastness, self-control, dispassion towards sense objects, absence of egoism, insight into the pain and evil of birth, death, old age, disease, non-attachment, free from infatuation to son, wife, home, etc. Constant balance of mind in desirable or undesirable happenings. Unflinching devotion to self through steadfast yoga. Resorting to solitary place. Disinterest in gathering. Constancy in self-knowledge. Perception of the end of true knowledge. A seeker must develop these 20 qualities to ensure his advancement in the path of knowledge.